His entry in the Carnegie Science Center Pittsburgh Regional Science and Engineering Fair. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Zachary Lee is going to be with us in our next hour. Tim O'Brien next. Tim O'Brien at the Saturday Light Brigade. Coming up in our next hour, we have Zachary Lee with music and conversation. Thank you for being along with us today. It's been lots of fun spending time with you, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Chad Green, Ty Chorosky, and I see Alexis Bosick out there. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday morning. I said Alexis. Alexa. I'm never going to figure it out. Alexa has probably had that all her life. But I'm gonna remember. You should start calling me Larry's instead of Larry if that keeps happening. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLB Radio. .org.
Dear Mom, do you remember how much I hated canned string beans? I'd sneak them to the puppy or cram them in my jeans. Fill my mouth till you could see. Excuse me, but I have to pee. I thought I got it past you, but I guess you just love me. And you said you hoped that one day I'd grow up to be a mom and have a girl just like me, same eye, same nose, same mouth. It would serve me right, you would say, and you'd be right on any day. Maybe one day that will happen, do not hold your breath. Dear Mom, do you remember New Year's Eve in 71? The gang would party, then eat breakfast, come home when we're done. We ate real early, 6 a.m. I came home, you were pacing then, imagining the many things that maybe could have happened. At home we didn't eat till late. Surprised me, you thought I was late. I watched the news and now I know why you were worried head to toe. And you said you hoped that one day I'd grow up to be a mom and have a girl just like me, same eye, same nose, same mouth. It would serve me right, you would say, and you'd be right on any day. Maybe one day that will happen if you wait a long, long time. Dear Mom, you know you're lucky I didn't even tell you about my week's vacation on the beach of Mexico. It only cost me $7. We camped and hitchhiked in big trucks. There were a couple scary times, but you don't need to know. And you said you hoped that one day I'd grow up to be a mom and have a girl just like me, same eye, same nose, same mouth. It would serve me right, you would say, and you'd be right on any day. Lots of things I never told you, so you wouldn't have to worry. Dear Mom, well, I've been thinking about the part where I have kids. Would a kid like me be such a curse? You know, she could turn out worse. I see other people's kids all day. We sing and laugh and dance and play. And they go home with other people and I go home too. I don't know if I'm brave enough to raise a little girl like me. Maybe there's just one of me and one very special you. And you said you hoped that one day I'd grow up to be a mom and have a girl just like me, same eye, same nose, same mouth. It would serve me right, you would say, and you'd be right on any day. I'm running out of paper, Mom, that's all I have to say.
Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer with the song called Dear Mom. Happy Mother's Day if you're celebrating this weekend. And a quick note, we would love to have you stop by and visit. One of our Remake Learning Days events is taking place Today, we have an open house between noon and 2. You are invited to come and tour our studios. There's no charge. You can see our Youth Media Center. Ricky and I will be on hand for that. But also, you can make a podcast with an SLB audio engineer. And Alexa and Chad and Ty are also here to help you with that. You can do a family podcast free of charge. We hope to see you. That's today between noon and 2. Now, on May 16th, you can observe or take part in Streaming the Future, a teen-hosted talk show. No experience is needed. And we still have a few openings for teens. To learn more about this activity, please visit slbradio.org. You'll see all the information you need. And while on the subject, Remake Learning Days continues through May 23rd. Hundreds and hundreds of events as we celebrate learning in our region. And this year, although it all started in Pittsburgh, Remake Learning Days is being celebrated in other countries as well as other parts of the U.S. So we hope you'll help enjoy Remake Learning Days by taking part in the activities available. Again, it's remakelearningdays.org.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyperlocal coverage of the people, places, and events in Pittsburgh's historic Northside neighborhoods. The May issue, featuring the Health and Wellness Guide, is available now in print and online at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
To lay your head down and get a kiss whatever road you chose through the wood, in the land of 10,000 mothers, somebody loves you and knows you are good. Somebody loves you and knows you are good.
That is the song I was looking for throughout the morning, and I couldn't find. Do you want to know a little inside stuff? Okay, I knew it was the land of 10,000 mothers, and I kept searching on it. I tried the words, T-E-N, space, thousand, that didn't work. I tried 10,000 as numerals, that didn't work. Then I put a comma after the 10, and that worked. The little things we go through here that we don't talk about all the time, in any event, because he shared and the land of 10,000 mothers. Happy Mother's Day to you. In just a couple moments, it's going to be a pleasure for us to welcome Zachary Lee to share some original music with you.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Before Zachary Lee plays, I just wanted to give you a sense of some things that are happening in the weeks ahead. Next week, during our Youth Express Hour, the Pittsburgh Girls Choir will be here. We also have Western Pennsylvania Council of Teachers of English Flash Fiction Contest honorees from Deer Lakes, Elizabeth Forward, and Environmental Charter Schools. And in this hour, next week, live music with Dirty Old Mill. Looking ahead to May 27th, Fat Man D will be here to preview her 7th studio album. We'll also have some additional kids from the Pittsburgh Regional Science and Engineering Fair, and a few of Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania's 18 under 18 honorees. And one other note, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves, but a couple very special SLB friends. June 10th, Lee Robinson will be here. Great sax and clarinet player with a band. And then on June 17th, I'm thrilled to let you know that Ernie Hawkins and Clint Hoover will play live in our studio. Lots of fun and great music coming up, including today. You'll get to know him throughout the hour, but we're going to have him start off with a song straight away, and then we'll chat a bit. Here is Zachary Lee.
There's one thing I don't know, it's when to quit. I've had so much time to practice it, every once in a while I taste in my mouth. You're just sabotage myself, stronger than my will. It's always justified by the guys I'm not on pills. Storm outside is fine as long as I can be alone. Warm here by the fire. When to quit. I've had so much time to practice it. Every once in a while I forget how the dirt tastes.
That is Zachary Lee here at SLB. I'm curious to know a little bit about that song. When did you write it? And if comfortable, what led you to it? Because that's a great song about struggle and evolution, development. It's well written.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I wrote that at a time pre-pandemic when I was spending a lot of time on the couch. And, there'd be, just stretches of days where I would just engage in stereotypical activities, stereotypical for myself, just like day after day, work, get home, nap, eat way too much, watch some Netflix, fall back asleep. And I got in this really rough pattern. I gained a lot of weight. I was eating foods that didn't necessarily nourish my body or my spirit the way that they should. And it reminded me of addictions that I'd had in the past. So this song is kind of like, you know, not knowing when to quit. It's like, I don't know if that's necessarily the most important thing about the song to me. The most important thing about the song to me is forgetting how the dirt tastes in my mouth.
Yeah,
yeah. And the dirt could be, you know, Ben and Jerry's ice cream, or it could be some kind of illicit substance, or, you know, whatever. You know, it's it could be anything that I chase that isn't necessarily healthy for me.
Yeah, that's a really courageous song and lyric, and I kind of felt you'd feel comfortable talking about it given the direction of the song. And you're hardly alone in terms of, not to make you feel less special, but in terms of folks who, you know, you wake up in the morning, you think you're going to do something after work that might be taking a walk or exercising or reading, but by the time you come home, you're exhausted and anything but happens. And before you know it, it's, you know, wash, rinse, repeat, day after day after day after day. So it's good to have a song like that as kind of an anthem, I suppose, or a marker in time.
Sure.
Of a transition. Tell me a little bit about where you're from originally and your relationship to Pittsburgh. Are you from here originally? Or?
I'm not from here originally. My grandparents on my mother's side of the family are from here. My grandfather hailed from Mount Washington as a kid, you know, before it was all built up and everything. But I grew up visiting my grandparents in the Bethel Park area. So, you know, I had some Pittsburgh exposure, but I'm originally from Morgantown, West Virginia, which is actually not as far as what a lot of Morgantowners and a lot of Pittsburghers make it out to be. It's literally right down the road.
Yeah, it's within 2 hours, right?
Oh, it's within an hour on a Sunday.
Oh, I'm thinking of Charleston. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Charleston's probably about 4 hours from here,
I'm
give or take.
And what brought you here to Pittsburgh? It just visit? I mean, you now live in Pittsburgh? Or?
Yeah, I live in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yep. I just bought a home, actually, so I'm here for the duration. I moved here about 6 years ago. I was kind of spinning my wheels in Morgantown, and I love Morgantown, but I felt I needed to do something, you know, expand a little bit.
Yeah, a change of pace can be good in Morgantown. Actually, there are so many – West Virginia is so close, and a lot of folks don't explore West Virginia as much as they could.
Mm-hmm.
And not to put it all just in one bucket, mm-hmm. but Morgantown's a fun city to explore. Even Wheeling is a great place to explore. Mm-hmm. There's so many areas that they're so close, but because they're over a state line, you think they're much further away than they really are.
Sure.
When did you start writing music and playing out?
I've always made up songs when I was a kid. I think the first meaningful gig where I played my original music was probably when I was maybe 15 on the quad in high school. I've always been really excited by performance, and I was involved for a short time with orchestra when I was young, and played some cello for a few years. And then when I got to high school, I got really into choir. I was deep. I was involved with a really, really good choir at Morgantown High School. We performed Mozart's Requiem at Carnegie Hall and
Wow.
did all kinds of fun stuff, and I got a great exposure to that. Continued through college to be involved with the choirs at my college, Fairmont State. And since graduating there, you know, I've just really started just taking my own stuff really seriously. And I've played with bands, I've played solo. Right now I'm doing like more solo acoustic stuff, which those performances can vary from, you know, what you're hearing today, kind of stripped down. But sometimes, like last night, I played a 3-hour gig in Ohio at a place called Cadence Vault. And I do like loop jams. Like
I was wondering about loop pedals. Yeah,
because I love shredding on guitar too.
Yeah,
and so it gives me the opportunity. I'm like starting to incorporate like shakers and rhythm instruments into the loops, and it can get kind of funky.
So you're building all those up in real time.
Yeah.
That takes a lot of courage too, and it's a lot of fun. Zachary Lee is who you're hearing right now. There's more I want to talk about, but why don't we have you play another song if you're ready and know what you want to do next.
Sure. I'm working on an acoustic record right now. I'm at the stage. All of my tracking is done. I've got some friends doing their tracking now, and it's an acoustic album. This is a song off of that. This is called Some Kind of Flower. Her freckles form constellations. Hair is brown like dirt. Her fragrance is of honeysuckle. She is one with Mother Earth. She lays it out on the table. Her truth she never can hide. Her sun and her moon revolve. Opens her thighs. Her name is some kind of flower. She picked that name herself. She started planting seeds when she started smoking weed. She has a dozen of them on her shelf. Arms are wrapped around you. She damn near squeezed out your life. But if hugs could kill you, it'd take her like a pill and ask her to be your wife. Her name is some kind of flower. She picked that name herself. She started planting seeds when she started smoking weed. She has a dozen of them on her shelf. She used to sell her jewelry in parking lots at shows. And you'd gratefully die just to look her in the eyes. You love her and she already knows. She already knows.
That is Zachary Lee here at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger. A quick note, we are open today from noon until 2. It's Remake Learning Days, and we have an open house. We invite you to stop by. You can tour our youth media center. You can make a podcast with one of our audio engineers and enjoy the day. There's plenty of room for you, and some of our Pittsburgh Youth Media Corps students are already here doing things, which is nice to see. Zachary, I was curious about the guitar you have. Can you tell me a bit about it and its history with you? It looks like it's a little different, a little older.
Yeah, I do get that a lot. I'm happy to talk about my guitars.
Oh, yeah. I'm just curious.
I love guitars.
Well, and there's people can't – I know there are people listening that would like to know what you're playing. So.
Sure. This guitar is Waterloo. It's made by the company called Callings. It's a boutique-style guitar, older-style guitar. It's based off of Kalamazoo, which were made by Gibson in the Depression era. Depression era guitars, they got real sloppy with the craftsmanship. They would glob on glue on the inside and leave the bracing on the inside unfinished. And when Bill Callings designed these, he followed some of the same methods of building. So this guitar looks a little bit older than what it is. I got it, I think, in 2019.
Now, when you say the same methods, you don't mean the shoddy craftsmanship.
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Well,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, well, here's the thing. These are built like tanks, but there's – when you look inside, it's a one-to-one replica of the old 30s guitars. They globbed on glue and left the bracing unfinished.
I see. So they play just fine, but yes. The aesthetics are questionable if you look closely.
Sure.
Okay. It looks fine from the outside.
I love it. I love this thing. This is my voice. I played one. A local musician, Sam Stuckey, has one of these. And I was on a quest for the perfect acoustic guitar for years. I discovered many electric guitars that I love.
Now, which Sam Stuckey? Because there are two.
That's right.
Is it the tall one or the less tall one?
I don't know. Maybe I do know the tall one. I don't know. It's Sam Stuckey with the ponytail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does he play mandolin as well?
I don't think so.
It gets hard to tell your Sam Stuckeys apart, but isn't that something? We have two Sam Stuckeys in Pittsburgh who are unrelated and have identical – and it's not like it's Smith, you know. There aren't that many Stuckeys.
Right. He has a beautiful album called Saccharin that I really love. And he plays a Waterloo on that album. And I heard that guitar and I was in love with that sound. So I asked him if I could try his out. And it just sounded so dry and so old. And it was a new guitar, you know.
Yeah. It's very bright. It has a nice bright sound to it. So you mentioned you've got an acoustic album you're finishing up now.
Sure.
Some other recordings of yours. How can folks find those? Bandcamp, I guess, or what's the best place to look for yourself?
I actually don't think I'm on Bandcamp. I might be. I kind of let the distributor handle all that stuff, but I know I'm on Spotify. You could search Zachary Lee. The first song that I played today has been released already. It's called When to Quit. You can find that one out there. It's a bit of a slower version. But I just released, actually, a couple months ago, an album called Zachary Lee Interstate Daydream. And that's a bit of a more hard rockin' sound. It's very, very much like some electric guitars, some nice drums.
Well, you can sample that on Spotify or anywhere else you might happen to find it and see what you think about it. You were in Ohio last night. Are you playing anywhere this weekend or coming up?
On the 19th, I'm going to be at Millvale Music Festival, 11:30 p.m. at Cousins Lounge.
And that would be Friday.
Yes.
At 11:30. And make a note of that, 11:30 in the p.m. Right?
Yes, yes.
So Friday night.
I get to close it out.
And the Millvale Music Festival is always a good time. There's lots happening there that you can check out. Any other shows coming up we should mention?
So I'm going to be playing in Ohio a couple more times at Cadence Vault. I don't have anything set in stone for that yet, but I can't remember the exact date. In Morgantown, I'm going to be playing at a festival called Fuzz Fest, and that'll be in August.
Is that going to involve your looping? And it's not,
I think I am going to do some of that.
I mean, that sounds like FuzzFest would be about that. Mm-hmm. Zachary Lee's here. We certainly have time for a couple more songs. What would you like to do next?
Sure. I'm going to go ahead and do the song Phoenix. This is another one that's out there in the ether. This one's out on all streaming platforms.
The funny thing about strength is that it hurts like hell. Some of those who rely on you will someday watch you fail. So dig in deep and burn away. Never sleep, never stray. Never bend, never break. Fly again. Never die, never die. Ashes fall from the fire in the sky. It covers all places throughout all time. Born to lose, born to fly. So dig in deep and burn away. Never sleep, never stray. Never bend, never break. You will fly again. Phoenix dances in the wind. He don't think about where he's been. Rises high like the ship across the sea. And takes his time like the seed becomes a tree. So dig in deep and burn away. Never sleep, never stray. Never bend, never break. You will fly again. So dig in deep and burn away. Never sleep, never stray. Never bend. Fly again. You will fly again. You will fly again.
Zachary Lee, another nice song. Are you writing a lot lately? You mentioned you're ready to put out an album, but I'm just curious if you find yourself writing quite a bit. You mentioned the first song you did was pre-pandemic. Mm-hmm. I don't know if during the pandemic you found yourself writing a lot or taking a break. It might be hard to typify too, but I'm just curious how your creative output was during that time.
It stays pretty consistent, and the thing is a few times a week I do try to sit down and make an effort. You know, I try to show up for the muse to take hold or to speak to me. But most of what I write is just for the practice of writing. It's not, I don't have any expectations, and then if something really feels good to sing, or feels maybe even really embarrassing to sing, then yeah. I know that it's something that I should probably pursue a little bit deeper. But most of the writing that I do is just for my own therapy, you know.
There's a lot to hear in that. So it sounds to me like you've got the discipline. It might not be this organized, but you're going to write almost whether you need to or not. It could be at a certain hour every day or at certain times during the week. And if something great happens, great. If something doesn't, that's great too. I mean, literally you're staying that disciplined about it. It sounds like you are.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I do my best to show up.
Yeah, that's really hard because you don't know whether I'm stumbling a little bit because I'm thinking a lot about it. You simply – it would be like if you decide to take a walk every day. During some of those walks, you might meet incredible people or see images or other things that you encounter that are incredible. But other days, it might rain and it might not be the most interesting walk. But unless you choose to walk every day, you're going to miss all of the opportunities, good and bad. And it mm-hmm. sounds like that approach is there for writing too. That takes a lot of just a lot of faith that something is going to happen if you keep that up.
Sure. The muse might not show up for a while. It's kind of, to use your walk analogy, it'd be like if you're going on a regular walk each day and you're hoping to see the ice cream man.
Yeah.
But the ice cream man is like, his schedule's super inconsistent, you know? And so like you go for that walk each day, but you don't know if the ice cream man is going to be there.
Yeah.
Every now and then you see him, he shows up and you're just like, oh, I'm so lucky, you know? That's kind of how, I mean, I'm not going to say that I try to write every single day. But I do try to set aside time and especially on like weekends, free time, you know, I make sure that I show up because if I don't show up, then that inspiration, that creativity, it doesn't have an opportunity to come through.
Yeah. And to know that about yourself is pretty important. And I think some people struggle with knowing that or go a long time mm-hmm. without knowing what particularly works for them. Zachary Lee is who you're listening to here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I think we have time for two more songs, if that works for you.
Sure.
What would you like to do as the first of those two?
I'll do a song called Wide Eyes. This is I have like a harder rockin' version of this on the Interstate Daydream album I just put out. But it's going to be nice and mellow here.
Mellow's fine.
Thank you.
ocean. My only purpose is to see all of you.
That is Wide Eyes by Zachary Lee. I should point out there's only one Sam Stuckey in Pittsburgh now. The other one moved to Nashville. Thank you to Bruce for telling us that the bluegrass Sam Stuckey went to Nashville. Mm-hmm. So now each city is playing with a fair quota of Sam Stuckeys. It's been really fun to have you here today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Especially after a late night for coming in. Is there anything, we'd love to have you play one more song. Is there anything you didn't get a chance to say or pass along that you might have wanted to that I didn't give you space to?
Not really. I say all I need to say with the songs themselves, but if you like what you hear, you can follow me at Real Zachary Lee on all social media platforms. I'm especially active on Instagram at Real Zachary Lee. And I do all kinds of weird stuff on there too. I have a funky diet. I do take ice baths on a regular basis. I post videos of some of my songs, live performances, stuff like that. So I stay pretty active on Instagram. I have fun with that platform.
Excellent. I thought those were hot tubs. Now I know they're ice baths.
Right, exactly.
So it's Real Zachary Lee, or is it The Real? Just Real Zachary.
Real Zachary Lee.
Real Zachary Lee. And look for him. Thanks for being here. What would you like to close up with?
Thanks so much for having me. I'm going to close with a tune that actually the guitar part came to me in a dream, and it's one of those parts that it felt so natural and so familiar that I thought that I had plagiarized it. So I plagiarized it from Wolfpack. So I listened to all the Wolfpack songs that are out there. So if anybody recognizes this riff anywhere, please call in and let me know. Or let me know on social media.
We'll get you Ed Sheeran's lawyer, just in case.
Right. This song's called Luck.
The only thing separating me from what's mine if I want to hide? What if I want to drink? What if I want to die? Turn off the voices inside of me.
Zachary Lee, thank you for being here with us today.
Well, he likes black coffee, fried eggs, and a well-done T-bone steak. He likes a red dress and a pearly white teeth and the flash of a pretty brown leg. He said, back in the 30s, you know, you never had it made. He's an engineer over on the Ohio River, running in the Pittsburgh trade. With the inspection office in Louisville, at a desk for a very short time. And he played in a band on two different boats, working for the Streckfest line. And long ago he smoked reefer, and even made home brew. And the reefer come in through New Orleans, back before World War II. He's just a feller, worked on the river all his life by a paddle wheel. You say he's old-fashioned, well, that ain't no big deal. Well, it's too thick to navigate, and it's too thin to plow. So let him go on, mama, don't put him down for it now. Sits and smokes an old eyebolt cigar, says he doesn't miss it at all. But he still goes out and he makes a few trips in the summer and then in the fall. Oh, the railroad trains, the bus and the planes are taking up all the slack. He been a-watching all those river towns slowly turn their back. He's just a feller, worked on the river all his life by a paddle wheel. You say he's old-fashioned, well, that ain't no big deal. Well, it's too thick to navigate, and it's too thin to plow. So let him go on, mama, and don't put him down for it now. Comes from a real old time way of life he had to fight to just learn how. He might even have voted for Nixon once, but I'm sure he sees that now. Well, Friday night he makes the best damn gumbo you'd ever want to eat. Saturday morning before everyone's up, he's gone off down to the fleet. He's just a feller, worked on the river all his life by a paddle wheel. You say he's old-fashioned, well, that ain't no big deal. Well, it's too thick to navigate and it's too thin to plow. So let him go on, mama, don't put him down for it now. You're as pretty as he is ugly, and he's the happiest man alive. You've got him into believing that old men are back in style. Now you see these oysters, Benville, and this baked potato skin. I eat them so I can grow up and be an old man just like him. He's just a feller worked on the river all his life by a paddle wheel. You say he's old-fashioned, well, that ain't no big deal. Well, it's too thick to navigate, and it's too thin to plow. So let him go on, mama, don't put him down for it now.
That is John Hartford. We're going to sneak one more in for Mother's Day right here.
Hello. Hello, Joni, this is me. Say I found that recipe for orange cocoa cake. So Joni, get a pencil quick, because can you believe I'm by myself? Al's at work, the kids are out there playing house. All three of them, they're all out on the deck. 1/2 cup unsweetened cocoa, 1/2 cup of boiling water, 1/4 cup of butter, and 1/4 cup of shortening, 2 cups sugar, 1/8 teaspoon salt, teaspoon of vanilla, 1 1/2 teaspoons baking soda. Excuse me just a sec. Dave, dear, I'm right over here. Would you like some crackers and bologna? Are you having fun? Don't get too much sun. Please excuse me while I talk to Joni. 2 eggs, Joni, David, David, crackers, dear, not malted milk, balls in the cupboard. Joni, 1 cup buttermilk or sour milk, 1 3/4 cups unsifted, ring bologna in the fridge, unsifted, general purpose. David, did you really check? 1 3/4 cups unsifted, general purpose flour, Joni, there I finally got it out. Okay, David, malted milk balls, only 5, though, 3/4 teaspoon grated orange peel, 1/4 teaspoon orange extract. Uh-oh, excuse me just a sec. Liz, Ben, I'm here in the den. Would you like some crackers and bologna? Are you having fun? Don't get too much sun. Please excuse me while I talk to Joni. Joni, 1 1/8 teaspoon of Lizzie roll purpose flour, Joni, there I finally got it out. Okay, David, malted milk balls, only 5, though, 3/4 teaspoon grated orange peel, 1/4 teaspoon orange extract. Uh-oh, excuse me just a sec. Liz, Ben, I'm here in the den. Would you like some crackers and bologna? Are you having fun? Don't get too much sun. Please excuse me while I talk to Joni. Joni, 1 1/8 teaspoon of Lizzie. What's the matter, dear? Baking soda, Joni. Lizzie, don't hit Benji. That's uncalled for. That's okay, Ben. Joni, 3 more tablespoons of buttermilk or sour milk. Oh, come here, Liz. What's that on your neck? Now don't worry, Liz, it's only one real tiny tick. Someone, David, go and get the tweezers. Joni, maybe in the bathroom. Joni, maybe we should bend. Don't cry, have 1 more malted milk ball. Lizzie, Mom will be right there, but excuse me just a sec. Really gotta go, Joan, see about a tick. We're gonna have a party with the neighborhood kids. Then Lizzie has to go to an appointment at 11, and I'm taking Benji too because we have to buy a costume. He's in a play tomorrow over at the church. Isn't it tomorrow, Benji? Benji, where'd you go? Lizzie, isn't Benji gonna play a piece of pie tomorrow? I remember now, a pumpkin pie. Lizzie can't go, there's a party in the park for all the people with pets. Well, you know she gotta go to that. And Daddy gotta take her in the kitty and the Chevy. After that, we have to reconnoiter over at the big boy. Gotta go, Joan, by the way, did you ever reconsider getting married, having children of your own? Turn the television down, your mother's on the telephone. Call you back, Joan, toodaloo.
Kathy Fink and Marcy Markser, we will look for you again next week right here on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.
Thank you very large. And at 12 o'clock, your dial is tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
And then
getting us started here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. How are ya? Oh, let me hear that band. Sports fans, it is I, your deacon of doo-wop, your salt in the swing, your cum laude graduate of the Chedwick Institute of Groove Porkology, Jay Thurber, at 12:03. Much more music time, here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul. Right up until the 3 o'clock hour, the full-time request line is open, 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also taking requests online at Facebook, Mastodon, and Post News at Jay Thurber Show. Showers likely this afternoon, cloudy skies. Raining out now outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. 63 degrees. We'll check your full-time forecast in less than 20 minutes. This is where the oldies come to play, like Lou Christie.